In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, during the blessing of the candles on the feast of purification of Our Lady, there are five prayers with blessings. And in the third prayer, we meet an interesting formulation. And there is said, they said that everyone who comes in this world is enlightened by the light of God. And this is a reference to the Gospel of St. John, where we read in the first chapter and always in the end of the Holy Mass, in the last Gospel, we read it was the true light, Jesus, namely, it was the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. And this is expressing the faith of the Church, of the religion of revelation, God's revelation in Jesus Christ, that everyone is in the level of creation, illuminated, enlightened by the light of Christ. It means that everyone becomes a living soul. This is not, we are not only human beings, I mean, only like animals. The specific on us is we are a living soul. It means God has addressed to us His commandments, His holy will, and He expects that we do react on that. And this is a wonderful, a great vocation. It reminds us that we are created not only for this world. Our true home is in heaven, together with God, together with all saints and the angels. Because God is in the act of creation of every person is giving him the ability to recognize God, to find Him, to distinguish the good from the evil, and to follow the good, to accept God as the higher value, the holiness and the love of Jesus Christ as the highest value in our life, and then trying to live according to this. This is completely different than what the world is telling us. It is interesting, we find in our societies, in the politics, in the political area, we find discussions about the human rights. And we discuss also about the dignity of a human being, of a person. And then we are told that, for instance, our national parliaments do guarantee us the human rights. Then the Charter of the United Nations is guaranteeing us the human rights, and we have as human beings the dignity as people. And all good, all right. But what is interesting to remind that finally these all are human groups who make laws and who construct the constitution of this or that country. And it is, we must never forget, what is a human creation can always be changed. And we had recently a very special experience where we said that a big part of the human rights were resolved, were denied by the law of different countries. During the so-called COVID pandemic, we were essentially limited in our rights, And here we see now many people say, and also the people have made regulations, they must agree very many things of them they have introduced were wrong and have not only not protected people from virus or from whatever, but has increased the damage for our health, the masks, the so-called vaccinations, and so on and so on. And here we see how quickly it can happen. If there is criminal energy, if someone should have, if a group of people has big influence, should decide this, if under this condition, that it can happen exactly the same again, or even more evil. And this is typical for us human beings. We can make laws, but we can change them. The difference to the Christian Catholic view of God and of people is that we derive the human dignity and we receive the human rights from God on the level of creation, where no man has influence and no man can change or forbid this. God has created us, and as it said in the Gospel of St. John, he enlightens every man who comes into the world, who get born, and doesn't matter in which country, doesn't matter of which color the skin of the baby is. Finally, this is a human being and is called to respond the offer of the grace of Jesus Christ. And it means that every person can find the true God, and every person will have to give responses how we have spent the time here on earth, if we have followed the voice of conscience, for instance, where God is speaking to us through. So we see here it's different. Of course, we were witnesses and we read in historical books that very often politicians and societies, they prohibit for the people many things, especially in totalitarian countries, or also in countries they proclaim themselves as very democratic and they praise the freedom they have. But then we finally see sometimes democracy is in can be often enough the power of those people who have the control over the mass media. This can also happen, and possibly we have also made a corresponding experience yet in our life. But we see this is a big difference where from we do derive our rights and our dignity. And God is saying us, I give you the dignity. I call you to open your spiritual eyes. I vocate you to follow me, to live as my disciple, as my spiritual child. I give you the chance and the ability to become convert, to become baptized, to fulfill God's will as is expressed in the Gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is your dignity. You are much more than all the laws and regulations of any human gremia. You are much more because I give you these rights, but you are then responsible for your ability to distinguish good from bad, and you are responsible for the decisions you make then in life. But if you follow, then I welcome you in my kingdom of heaven. Then you will be all the time with me. But already on earth, you are enlightened, have been enlightened when you got born. Then you have grown and your intellect has developed. But when you make the right decisions, then you will be enriched and you will become light too. I give you my supernatural light. I give you the presence of God, the divine grace. And then you are apart and you can already here on earth live in the kingdom of heaven. As for beginning, it's not the fulfillment in the end. But you can start already here on earth. And this is completely different. The world says us, the world who is separated from God, is saying us, we guarantee you this and that. But the world can take away again. They can take off from us those rights again. But we have those rights not because any human group is giving us them, but we have them from God. And this is our dignity as children of God who got created and who are participating then especially on the grace of redemption in Jesus Christ, our Savior. He has spread his blood for us and he has given, he is offering us the grace of redemption, and salvation becomes then a valid concrete in our case when we fulfill the conditions for that. But this is a great reality. We are created according to the image of God, not as animals, that according to the image of God, we are in some regards relatives to God because we have an analogical mind and spirit, our living soul. This is, on the other hand, also our duty. We have to give responses for that. But this is a great vocation. And it is very worthy that we do never forget this, even if we have to go through different exams and troubles and so on. Do never forget what for God has called you. I am enlightening you. Every man who comes in this world with my grace and with my presence, give right responses, and then you will be light too. As our Blessed Mother and the Holy Virgin Mary, she is a good example how she has devoted her life to God's will. And then she was able, and she is still able, to intercede for us, and she is very efficient in that because she has also become light in God, and she got the very special privilege to give birth to the true God in human nature. So let us follow the steps and the example of the Holy Virgin Mary. Then we will also become disciples of Christ, and his heart will beat also in our life. And it is recently I have heard a very interesting picture, a comparison. And one wise person said, imagine when you eat food for your body, what does happen? Before you have started to bite, there's a difference between food and you. Two different objects, physical objects. Then when you eat, And after a short moment, after you have eaten the food becomes a part of you. And so also on the spiritual level, when you do a good deed, when you adore God, when you kneel down and bow your head in front of Him and you bring your devotion to Him, He gives you the grace, and this should be absorbed by you on spiritual level, and then it becomes also a part of you. God in you with His light, as is said here in this word of the Holy Gospel of St. John, He is enlightening us and He is giving us a chance. Let us use it and become the more light in Christ. To Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maniat semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.